I remember a letter to Papa. Dear Papa, I remember all your words, your voice, all the letters you sent me in the mail, advising me about life. No one ever sends mails nowadays, unless they are bills. I remember your smile on my visits to Fiji during the holidays. We used to talanoa a lot about spirituality, culture, and respect. I miss that, Papa. I miss the enlightening letters and the words of advice. You are right. God is great, just like you said. I remember our time in the Tay Tay when the sun had calmed down, all the digging, weeding, talking, planting, and good sweat out. I remember you teaching me how to pray, Papa, and believe that there's truly a God. You have two great grandsons, Lomani and Sere, love song, 6 and 10. They would have loved to meet you. They've met Nana, and we've stayed in Tumbo Street. I teach them to pray and be good, boys, as you taught me, Papa. I remember to pray always gives me hope and rewards. I remember to forgive and not regret or hold grudges, although it's hard sometimes. I hear your voice. I remember inspection time, stand at ease, collar straight, sandals shining. You taught me how to dress, Papa, to walk, to talk with confidence. I remember 8 years of khaki pants, blue shirt and sandals at Mara's Brothers Primary School. 4 years of brown suluwatanga, white shirt and sandals at the Yetsen Secondary School. 9 years of altar boy at Tamavua Parish. I remember the funny jokes and the people that came from all over Suva to hear your stories, all flocked around the tanoa, ears peeled for your every word. I remember meeting you at the bus stand when I was not supposed to see you. I remember you and Mum never saw eye to eye. I remember how my biological dad could never compare to you. You are the reasons I am a better father today, and I am thankful for your wisdom and insight into my life. As a man and a father, I am indebted to you. I miss you. Most of all, Papa, I will always remember you. Loloma Vakambimbi, your grandson, Jeremiah.